Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. Oh, I'm telling you what, it is gorgeous, gorgeous weather out. I cannot believe it. Now, every time, you know, I do another show, I always say, I am so happy to be with, you know, be here with all of you, and I certainly am. But I got to say, this is like San Diego here. I introduced, you know, I just had Mike Marino on my show. I did a solo show Tuesday night. Wednesday night, because Mike was so busy with his presidential campaign, he forgot to call me up. So I had to do a solo show. And then last night we did our show. Now tonight I have a wonderful guest. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce him to you. And his name is Chris Jordan. And Chris is the entertainment and features writer for the Asbury Park Press. And I am so happy that I am able to connect him and have him on my show. Welcome, Chris.
Nance, thanks very much for having me on today. And you know, Mike couldn't make it before. And, you know, that's like the climate we live in. There's so much happening these days. People are pulled in a million different directions. But I'm super happy to be here. I worked on a couple stories today. One is Bruce Springsteen just announced that he's going to be performing in Los Angeles in November for a unique concert. That will raise awareness about the plight of race in the country today. So,
wow.
You know, very, very, it's a very provocative topic, obviously. And it seems like Mr. Springsteen is, you know, kind of wants to take a stand on all the craziness going on.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And, you know, it's a time in his life, too, where, I mean, all of these things, I think as we get older and mature, and I'm a 60s generation person, and so I definitely, I mean, I'm not saying that you know, all of a sudden you have all this wisdom and everything. It's just that I think the closer you get to maybe leaving this planet, the more you realize, mm-hmm. hey, wait a minute. You know, you have what brings it real for me, and probably for Bruce, too, as well, and especially since he hasn't really been touring that much and he's with his family and his children so much, is that what are we leaving our children? And our future grandchildren, I mean, I have grandchildren. I have a two great-grandsons. And it's like, so, yeah, these things are so important. I think that's great. But, you know, I was so happy that Mike did. Like, he just was swept away with so many things. And he just had to, and he admitted it. And he said, Nancy, oh, I totally forgot. And it was okay because I had him on the next night. And that was great. So he was on last night, and that was fine, and we did. And that's only happened to me. I've been doing this for over almost three and a half years now, and it's only happened to me twice. So I have absolutely zero complaints, whatsoever. And when I was with Hamilton Radio, which was nominated the best radio, you know, internet radio station at the Music Awards this past time at the Stone Pony, I was asked to go with them and went, well, I told Mike, oh, I'm going to tell you right in the beginning of the show because we did just start it. Boy, I'm getting better. Chris, if I talk too much, all you have to do is say this, Nancy, hello, Nancy, excuse me, and then just start talking. Please, I'm asking you to do that.
I like listening to you talk. I'm perfectly okay with that.
That's my problem. See, that's my problem. And that's what Minnie says. I had my friend Benny Lopez on twice, and he goes, oh, Nancy, everybody loves listening to you, and you have these great stories. And I'm, yeah, and this is when he was on for the second time, when he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think he said two sentences about it. And we're laughing, and I'm singing, and he's singing, and we're, like, carrying on and telling jokes. And, I mean, that's just my show is very laid back. But when did I send you my CD? Here I go about me again, and that's the problem. See, I'm a musician, and now I'm in broadcasting. And it was so funny because I found out with Mike that he was in acting and then he became a musician. And his first show was with Joey Reynolds. My first interview was with Joey Reynolds in New York. And you know what they told me? Their talent buyer, Myra, she said, Nancy, when you go in there, interrupt. Because if you don't, and talk as much as you can. And they made me bring my guitar and sing my song Indecision that's still in the top 10 country Reverb Nation. I have to send you my CD. I don't know if you ever heard it.
Sounds good.
John Harrington was my lead guitarist with Steely Dan. John Harrington, he's my good friend. He was my lead guitarist. Jeff, but anyway, getting back, this is your show. So I'm saying this publicly. to everybody comes on my show. Just say, Nancy, hello, I'm your guest. And now I don't do an hour show, and they don't have to drive anywhere. And that's what happened with me. See, I just get on these tangents. I can't help it. It's just in my nature.
You know who used to be on Joey Reynolds' show, speaking about guitarists? Les Paul used to be on, like, every single week on the Joey Reynolds show. That was some good radio. That's almost like the last good local radio that we've had here in the New York, Jersey metropolitan area, you know?
And you are right. And I'll tell you what, when I got that call, it was, I had just released my compilation album, and 2 days later, I got a call from their talent buyer, and my CD had gone worldwide, actually. I'm not making a cent, just so everybody knows. No money on my music and on my, because I got right into broadcasting, and I stopped promoting my music. But anyway, what I was going to say about Joey Reynolds is I was listening to him in my car and didn't even know who he was, because I have to pay attention when I'm driving, because I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of like such an A-type personality, and my mind is going racing a mile a minute, and, you know, all these creative types, we're all that way. That's why we get along so well. We're all like, I think we're all a little bit, you know, nutsy. So, but I, when I heard him doing his show before me, I said, to my friend who went up with me, I'm in trouble. Because he is going to challenge me, and he is going to really try to, like, trip me up and do all that kind of stuff because he's so intelligent. And I said, but it's going to be fun.
He never heard him challenge his.
He does. He said to me, so you went to Holy Spirit Grammar School, you did. I said, oh, yes, I certainly did, with Vinnie Lopez. He said, well, will you sing me a song then? Will you sing me a song in Latin? I'm like, so he did challenge me. And all of a sudden I'm thinking, wait. I was in parochial school 11 years. I said, well, I can't do anything in Latin at the moment, but how about Feliz Navidad? But anyway, his show was great, and I agree with you. But back to you, Chris.
I'm so happy to have you on my show.
I love the Asbury Park Press. I grew up in Asbury Park. You know that? I love everything about Asbury Park. I've had all your friends on my show so far. You know them all.
Wow.
And so it's about time that I have you on my show. It's great.
Audience can stand it.
Can what?
Nancy. I hope your audience can stand it, Nancy, because I'm not the most, I'm not the lightest bulb in the room here, you know?
We're going to find out. Chris, I'm going to ask you one question. I have no idea about you because you're a cryptic guy. You're very mysterious because I went and Googled you and I did all this research. And even on the Asbury Park Press where it talks about you, it had like a few sentences and then nothing. And everybody else has more info. I said, how am I going to write anything about this guy if he didn't tell anybody? So you're going to tell us tonight. So this is the question. Who influenced you the most when you were growing up and why?
I was a big sports fan growing up, you know, so I was influenced by all the athletes that I was a fan of, you know, like Rusty Staub for the New York Mets and Nick Fatiu for the New York Rangers. Then when I got a little bit older, I got into music and the arts, and I was a big John Lennon fan when I was very young, and I was a big Joe Strummer fan. A little bit after that, and then I kind of took off from there. I think I'd have to say John Lennon and Joe Strummer are the two primary influences on me when it comes to the arts and my appreciation of the arts and what the arts can do to enhance our lives and to influence our lives and maybe to give our lives a direction towards a better way.
Yes, and towards fulfillment and enjoyment in your present life. If there's nothing like, I can't imagine having a life without passion. I've always been an extremely passionate person. So I grew up like with that. But I want to get back into you because I want to find out more about, like, are you do you have brothers and sisters? I'm going to ask just a few more personal questions because I didn't find anything, you know, I couldn't find anything. And you're, so that's very mysterious to me. And I know there's a lot to be said about that. So there's probably a lot you could tell us.
I have to change my byline. I have to change it from Chris Jordan to maybe my initials because there's a million Chris Jordans in the world. So if anybody does a search on Chris Jordan, unfortunately, you don't really find a lot, you know. So
I did put entertainment and features writer for the Asbury Park Press. I mean, I got it down to nitty-gritty.
You sound like a good reporter yourself.
I am a very good. I probably was related to Sherlock Holmes because I'm very like when I was in California, I worked for a research company, and I can find out anything.
Yeah.
And actually, I worked for an advertising firm, and the president said to me once, he said, "Nancy, you know what? You could get a damn appointment with the president of the United States if you wanted to." And I said, "Yeah, it's true." And, you know, I'm not going to say what he said because it's kind of a little off color. And my show is for, you know, strictly general public. But,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I love doing it. Anyway, I'm determined to stay on point. See, this is my learning lesson. I am determined to stay on point and not go off all about me because people that listen to my show, they got to hear it over and over. Oh, brother, not again.
I have to hear
about her brother again. Oh, yeah, my brother Billy Ryan. I asked you if you knew Billy Ryan, the guitar man.
Of course.
Oh, brother. And Billy, you know, my brother Billy's very humble. He doesn't tell anybody about himself, you know, that he was Sounds of Asbury Park featured artist both times, you know. So I have to tell everybody, and everybody flew in. But, well, I have so many stories, and that's what Vinny always says. Well, Nancy, I love your stories. Well, guess what? I was asked to do a documentary, and I am writing a book. And there's so many things people don't know about me. Talk about being cryptic. But you can find two pages on me on Google because I started putting myself out there when I moved just 4 years ago. But,
that works.
Go ahead.
That works.
But people don't want to hear about me when I'm talking to you because I want to talk about you and find out about you. You know what Mike said at the end of our – I have to tell you this. It was so funny last night. So we're getting toward the end, and I am complaining about talking too much. And he goes, "I never heard somebody talk so much in my life, Nancy."
He's a funny man, huh?
And then he goes, "Well, I guess you get what you pay for." And I go, "Wait a minute now. Now, this is all for fun and for free. So, and I have promoted you worldwide, so I don't want to hear any complaints. Do I have to call Vinny with the baseball bat?" But anyway, it was a good interview, and I love him. I love Mike.
Yeah.
I've seen him perform three times. He's phenomenal.
Where's Mike from? Which town is Mike
from? He's from New Jersey. They call him the New Jersey bad boy of comedy. And now,
Let's talk about you.
Mike, we're talking about Mike Marino. You won't take me to Bali. No, I'm not talking about Mike, and I already did all his promotion. It's done.
Okay.
I'm going to promote you worldwide after this. Mike, how did you get into doing this, how did you get to be a journalist and
who,
a reporter?
Or
Mike? Because that's what you are. How did you get to be a journalist?
I got a job at the I showed up one day at the door of the Asbury Park Press, and I said, "Do you have a job in the sports department?" And they said, "Yeah." So I started working in the sports department here.
Now, did you go to college?
Yes, Monmouth. Yes.
Monmouth University. Oh, the best. One of the best in the world. That's what I say. Okay. My mother graduated from there, and with her master's degree, she was going to get her graduate after raising like seven children. And there I go. See, when I hear you say something, well, it's just the way it is when people have a conversation. This is a conversation. I'm giving myself a little not being so hard on myself. But, you know, my mother was like 73. After raising all these kids, she went to college. She only had a high school education. She went to college. Then she got her master's degree. Then she was going into graduate, getting her doctorate. And that's like amazing. And she was one of the oldest alumni at Monmouth University, and she was in the book and everything. So I'm very proud of my mother. But back to you.
That Wilson Hall is a beautiful building.
Go ahead. Tell me about it. Because shame on me, I haven't been over there.
Oh! It's a beautiful building. I saw Bob Santelli do a he hosted a forum on Frank Sinatra last year. Yeah, Max Weinberg was there, and a couple other mm-hmm. people were there talking Frank. And the Wilson Halls is a beautiful place. Anybody who hasn't been there, if they have an opportunity, they should stop by. It's really, you know, kind of very much early 19th century. Splendidness there, you know. It's
and it is splendidness. And you know what I did, and I don't know if you saw it. You must have seen it because I posted it on your page. When I did go in to see about you, I said, okay, Chris, to myself, oh, Chris, this is what I'm going to do. I went into the Asbury Park, you know, archives, and I found the 19th century link. So I put that link in the promotion. So
wow.
I did manage to put several. You didn't even see it. You've been so busy when you go
on your page. I've been running around. This is a 24-hour job now.
How do you do it?
This is a 24-hour job.
I know.
I'm sorry, Nance.
I know it. I don't know how you do it. I don't know when you sleep. You're like, see, I'm a vampire. When you said Frank Sinatra, I want to go back. I need to do two-hour shows, not even hour shows anymore, but an hour and a half shows, you know, because there's so much to talk about. When you said Frank Sinatra right away, I go, well, you know, my mother met Frank Sinatra. I was 2.5 years old at Phillips Avenue Beach Club. He patted me on the butt, and he said, what a cute little girl. And my mother, and he said, what's her name? And
you
my
saw
mother
Sinatra?
Said,
I'm sorry, you saw Frank Sinatra at the Phillips Avenue Beach?
Frank Sinatra used to go to the Phillips Avenue Beach in New Jersey. Chris, I'm going to be 69 years old in December. So my mother, I was 2.5 years old. Frank Sinatra was walking up the boardwalk at Phillips Avenue Beach in Deal. My mother was walking down, and he looked, and my mother was very attractive. I think he just wanted to talk to my mother is what he really wanted to do.
Oh,
blue eyes. But he patted me on the butt. He stooped down. He patted me on the back. And, of course, I was adorable. And he said, what an adorable little girl. What's her name? And my mother said, her name is Nancy. He said, well, that's my daughter's name. And my mother said, I know it. That's why I named her. And don't you know, and this is a true story, my mother, I know it. Now, I know my father was a good guy and all that, but my mother married my father because my father looked like Frank Sinatra.
Oh, my word. Is that right?
I'm telling you, it's honest to God's truth. Very, very handsome and looked so similar to Frank. And I have Frank Sinatra's autograph. And and I called my friend Henry Vaccaro Jr. I said, I want to sell the darn thing. I don't need all this stuff because I've collected it. I wanted to, oh, Nancy, and it's in pencil and it's on the back of a beach tag. He said, oh, just keep the darn thing. And I have the book on Frank Sinatra, of course. But my mother loved him like every other woman in the whole entire world. And I love him, and I sing his songs in the wee small hours of the morning, My Funny Valentine. See, this is my problem. When you talk and tell me about your experience, it's a natural conversation.
You like to sing Sinatra? That doesn't sound like a problem that you like to sing Frank Sinatra.
I love you. I love you already because you let me talk, and then you agree with me that it's all right, but I do talk too much. You know what I've got here? Here, I'm going to do it tonight. Wait, hold on. I hope I don't disconnect you. Wait, hold on. I got to wind this thing up. Hold on. You're going to hear this now. Everybody out there in radio land, get ready for this. Hold on. Get ready because I'm going to put it down. Hold on and listen to the phone. Okay, well, it's probably going to fall right off my desk. Hold on.
Hey, are those Uncle Floyd's chattering teeth there?
Those are the chattering teeth! And I have the Uncle Floyd's chattering teeth, and they're on my desk because I need, first of all, I have a note on my wall. It says, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park style, Nancy, have fun. But let the guests talk the most. And then my friend Lori Gilmore, and she's with the Strand Theater, she goes, she says, oh, darn it, Nancy, I'll get you a damn egg timer. You know, the old-fashioned egg timer that you flip over? But I don't like, can't find one anywhere. And I'm a busy girl, too, and I can't find one. She said, well, I'll get you one. And she hasn't gotten me one yet, but it's okay. I forgive her. I love her. But I don't need it. That's too much anyway, 3 minutes. Now that I do a half an hour show, I need a one-minute timer. I need somebody behind me to, like, tap me on the shoulder and say, will you keep quiet now already?
Nancy, there's a retro kitchenware store in the shops in the arcade on Cookman Avenue in Asbury Park. If there's any place that has an egg
I
timer,
know.
I bet you they have one.
Well, I'll go over there. I'm sure I could go to Crate and Barrel, pay $20 and get a brand, you know, a really nice one. I'm sure I can do it. Or even go on Craigslist. I mean, I'm sure I can Google it and find one. I've just been lazy, you know. I haven't done it. But I'll get one.
Nancy, I have a question. I have a question for you that we ask ourselves here at the Asbury Park Press. Did Frank Sinatra ever perform at Convention Hall?
That I can't tell you because I'm not really a historian and I don't know everything about Frankie Boy Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
All I know is that I love him. I love his music. He's one of my favorite all-time male vocalists in the world. I grew up listening to all kinds of music. My mother was a singer, and my mother sang at the Berkeley Carteret. Oh, my father, see, this is why I talk, because my father was superintendent of a Carroll Construction Company, and he built Ryan Seascape's boats. So, I mean, I had a great life. You know, my father built boats, Ryan Seascape's, and for 13 years. And then when Henry Vaccaro Sr. was only like 20 years old, he found my dad somehow. It was just, you know, fate. And he said to my father, I love your boats. Will you come? And will you, because he loved boats, and he was Johnny Cash's best friend, and they used to always go out on the boats and stuff. And he said, will you come and work for me? My father went and worked with Henry for his whole entire life until my father passed away, but he passed away young. But I'm writing a book, and I you know, and that's why, because I have so many great stories, and everybody wants to know about Asbury Park. Everybody in the world. I get 20 to 30 or more friend requests from all over the world every single day.
Wow.
And when I promoted your show, I promoted on 150 timelines, mostly groups. Groups that have 16,000 members apiece. I can't even go. I have to spend time and go and add them all up. It's gotten to be beyond my comprehension of how many people I'm reaching. And then I have people going, well, why don't you go on national radio? And I'm like, because why? Why? And when it's snowing outside now, I can do it in my pajamas. I can't go into a studio in my PJs.
I'm sorry, Nancy. It's snowing outside?
Not today. I said when it is in the winter.
Okay.
I was going to the studio. I was going to the Hamilton. I was with Hamilton, like I said, who won the award, you know, for best radio, internet radio, supporting local indie artists at the Music Awards this past year. And then I was with them for over 3 years, and then I left them to do my own Ryan Radio. I have my own radio now, and I can just do it from the comfort of my home, and that's what I've been doing now for 6 months. And when I started doing that, Chris, you know, Willie Niles emailing me, Nancy, will you interview me on Wednesday night? I'm leaving for Spain on Saturday. I'm like, what am I, Johnny Pie? How high can I fly, you know, jump or whatever? Not jump, fly, jump. And I said, of course, Willie. And that's what I get now, people going, will you do a show because I have this going on and that going on. So I'm just having a ball, but it's, you know, it's a lot of work. I can't imagine what you're doing.
Nancy, did you read?
We have to have lunch together. I like you.
I like you too. Did you read Mr. Vaccaro's book about Johnny Cash?
Let me read it. What do you mean? Oh my gosh, Henry Vaccaro has known me since I was 8 years old. Henry gave me a signed autograph. My father and my brother are in that book. That book is on my coffee table because my brother. Because when Henry was going to buy Kramer Guitar, he called my father and said, Bill, I need Billy's number. I want him to come and check out this guitar. And I will, if Billy tells me yes, I'll buy the company. If Billy tells me no, I won't buy the company. Well, my brother checked it out. He told Henry that it needed a little tweak here, a little tweak there. They did the tweaks. Yeah. He bought the company, and that's the story.
Oh, well, I guess you have read it.
Of course I have, and I love all the pictures, too. Yeah, and I have, like, look, I know everybody. You know more people than I do, but
that's
I know an awful
true.
Lot of people. But, you know, it's true, because I left here in my early 30s and went to San Diego for 28 years. So tell me more. Did you study journalism in college? I mean, were you a sociology?
No,
what did you do?
I was just I was just an English major, and you know, growing up, always I read multiple papers. Me and my brothers. We, you know, we get the Post, we get the News, we get the New York Times, we get the Esquire.
How many brothers
Press.
Do you have? How many brothers?
I have two older brothers, and my older brother Bob covers Trenton politics for the Asbury Park Press.
Oh,
well.
Wonderful, wonderful.
He covers Chris Christie. I told John Bon Jovi. I said, John, you know, you and Chris Christie, you guys make a good team. Well, I cover you for the Asbury Park Press, and Bob covers Chris Christie for the Asbury Park Press. So
yeah, that's
there.
Yeah.
There you go. And he said, that sounds good to me.
See, I have another story. That's the problem with it. Because I met Chris Christie on Presidential Day when the president was here. And then I met Ed Johnson, and that was, you know, a few years ago. And so,
wow.
Anyway, I had him on my show, and we're very good friends till this day. And I've had him on my show, you know. Anyway, getting back to Chris Christie, I talked to him and I said, I'm an Asbury Park girl. And it was time, like, they wanted to get him out of there off the boardwalk. He had been there already for a long time. And so we got talking, and I, you know, I'm a redhead and I'm from Asbury Park, you know, hard-headed Irish Catholic redhead from Asbury Park, New Jersey. And I gave him my CD. And I said, here's my CD. Chris,
wow.
I called him Chris. I said, hey, Chris, you know, here's my CD. Hope you listen to it. And then I said, hey, you know, Bruce is a good, you know, I know Bruce from whenever. And all I had to mention was Bruce Springsteen's name. And this is, you know, several years ago. So his security people are saying to him, like, hello, we got to go. Oh, and he wouldn't go. He said, oh,
wow.
No, I'm talking to Nancy. No, I'm talking to Nancy. That's that. I got within an hour. I had a message from one of his assistants. Her name is on the tip of my tongue. I was going to have her on my show. But I try to steer away from politics. I don't get into anything controversial. Because mine is about the arts and music and fun and, you know, that kind of thing. But anyway, they're going, we got to go. He said, give her the card. She could call me. I have his number. I mean, it's crazy. But that's the kind of person I am. So, listen, I want to make I don't make dates with people on my show, but I want to meet you in person someday.
Yeah, that sounds like a good deal. Sure.
And maybe we could go up. I've been wanting to go over to John's place forever. In fact, speaking of John Bon Jovi, and I was asked, by the way, you know, I interviewed Michelle Moore, who's been with Bruce for, like, you know, 14 years
of
now.
Course,
she came up to the
she,
studio. She drove all the way to Trenton. I said, Michelle, I'd be happy to drive you because, you know, she's in Long Branch. I'm in West Long Branch right now. And no, I'll drive. It's okay. And then I just promoted the 9/11 show, the most recent 9/11 show again for Michelle and for everybody. And then I had Corinda on, who was the co-founder of the 9/11 way back when. So So I have all these people, like, talk about, like, I don't know how you're doing what you're doing, because what I'm doing is, like, making me, like, and I'm retired, so I don't know how much, I admire you, I don't know how you're doing it, but I would love it someday if we could, like, take a ride up there or meet in Asbury for coffee first, see how comfortable you are, and I have been wanting to go to the soup kitchen, maybe my friend Trina Asbury will come down. And she's a lovely girl. I met her at the Stone Pony years ago, and she's a lot younger than I am, but we're very close friends. And we've been wanting to go to John's place. And, of course, Matt O'Reilly is a friend of mine, and I've been promoting Matt and Aaron Shule forever. And so I'm already talking, you know, with Matt and hoping to, in November, be interviewing him. And my life's just popping. I think you have to interview me or something or do a we have to get together.
We do.
Vinny's supposed to. Vinny was supposed to interview me about last January, and then of course everything happened with him and being inducted, and then that kind of went to the wayside. And he's still going to interview me though. He's going to be the person that interviews me.
Maybe you can interview me
if he doesn't.
Yeah. Maybe we can go to the shops at the arcade in Asbury Park, and we can get an egg timer.
That would be great. I would love that. I mean it. I love antiques.
They have a big sign from the Palace Amusements inside the place. I
got to go there.
If people know what I'm talking about, they know what I'm talking about. But I wish.
Well, Calvin Schwartz does.
Well, yeah. There you go.
He's Cal. My friend Cal. We were talking like 1:30 this morning. And anyway, I started collecting antiques when I was 18 years old. And so I had, you know, I have a secretary desk, a library, I have all the antiques and stuff. And I had, when I left here, I had a carriage house in Asbury Park on 8th Avenue in back of a huge house that had the porcochet and all that. And I had the top floor. It was three apartments. And it was all, it had the black and white checkered floor, and the kitchen was enormous. And it had one of those old stoves that was huge. And I had the old meat grinder. I put a shelf up, and I put the old meat grinder on there. I had a thing that you could put, like, one sheet in or a few shirts in, and you would have to run it through the rollers, you know, and you hooked it up to your sink. My whole apartment was done in antiques. I had the toaster that opened out to the sides. You opened it out to the sides.
Wow.
I had been collecting antiques. And then I had it all furnished. It took me about a year to do it. I lived there for 2 years, and I loved it there. And after it's all done, I go, and my brother-in-law came into town. He's really not my brother-in-law. It's my sister-in-law, my Billy's sister, and Billy's wife's brother. And he lived in California for years. And he said, Nancy, are you going to spend the rest of your life in Asbury Park? I mean, in New Jersey. He didn't say Asbury Park. In New Jersey. And I did live in Asbury Park. And he said, why don't you go, you know. And within 3 months, I was in Solana Beach in San Diego, California. And my brother took me to the airport, and it was a one-way ticket. And I ended up in Carlsbad and lived there 20 minutes from right on the ocean, 20 minutes from Tijuana. And I must say that I loved it, the weather, and I loved the people. And I'm finally getting back. I've been here 12 years now, and I'm getting back my – this is why I'm doing this, because, you know, it's not the easiest climate to grow up and to live in. I loved it when I was a kid. But when you get older, it's more difficult. And so a lot of people end up staying in, even myself. Like this summer, I hardly went out because I'm getting older. I look really young. Somebody almost fell on, told me they were going to fall off their chair. A friend of mine on Facebook said, Nancy, you are not going to be that age. There is no way, because they saw my face. Facebook won't take my age off my Facebook page, and I keep editing it and editing it, and I just want to put that I was born, because somebody, it just said born, and it won't take it off, and it doesn't just say my birthday, it says the age next to it.
And
I thought you were in your 40s, because I look so young, and I act so young. Hey, we could do hours, so no, so do we have a date? Let's do the date.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'll meet you down in Asbury, and we'll go. Oh, that will be so much fun. I mean, I have been on Cookman Avenue, and I have gone into some of the shops, but not all of them. I have, you know, where the Americana, the coffee shop is? I've been to some of the antique shops right there on that side of the street. And then Calvin was telling me, you got to go across the street into all those other stores. And I just haven't made it. I just haven't made it because this summer, in the humidity, I have asthma and allergies. And if I want to, you know, live to be 100, I have to take care of myself. So I just stay in, and I write my music, and I sing, and I do go out and sing with other groups. I mean, everybody, you know, they ask me, I sing with everybody. So they ask me, I sing, and it's so much fun, and I just love that. What I do miss is that, well, I can't sing with my guitar. But here I am, see, talking all about me.
Well, that sounds like a good deal. Of singing and you know, popping in the Asbury Park places.
I pop in, and then people say, like Bob Paulding a few months ago, Ryan Rocks, get up here on the stage. We must have sang the same song for 8 minutes. You know, but I know all these people have been on my show, and so I know them all. And I just sang with Bobby Bandiera at McClune's. And well, I sing like when I was singing in convention. See, here I go. But it's hard not to talk about yourself when you have conversations with other people. They're telling you about their life. What are you going to do?
Right.
Just shut up? You have to say something, right?
Oh, Bobby's playing a big the Lisa Sherman's Bonnie Raitt tribute Saturday at the Algonquin Theater in Manasquan. That's
going
to be a big show.
Well, I'm going to see you there, because guess what? I just interviewed Frankie Prevett, and I promoted the whole show myself, too.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, okay, it's right. I just had Frankie on my show. Where's my calendar? Wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, they're going to cut me off,
the
too.
The show's Saturday. Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. I'm going. I'm going to be there. Let me look at – oh, I had Frankie Prevett. He was on the 15th, Thursday night, the 15th.
Wow.
On my show. Yeah, and I was really good with him. At the end, I had to congratulate myself. I said, wow, I really let you talk a lot, Frankie. You're lucky, one of the lucky ones.
Oh, he's got the stories. He's great.
Oh, he was. Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
The
I need people
thing,
like. Go ahead. Go.
I live in Milltown in Middlesex County. The biggest day in Milltown, the history of Milltown, was the day Frankie sent a limo to his parents' house to pick them up to take them to the Academy Awards.
Oh yeah, I know he told that story about the Academy Awards and how, you know, fantastic it was. Those are, you know, it's just, I love sharing in other people's joy. That's what makes me so happy. I really am happy for people. I love it when they're successful and to have these stories, and it's awesome. And that's why I promote everybody, and I will be promoting you forever and telling everybody they got to get to know. Well, you don't even know. Everybody knows you already, so I don't have to much for you. The people that are coming on my show. Go ahead.
I hope people are still reading the newspaper and everything like that, you know?
I love the newspapers. And look, if they're not picking up the particular paper, which is unfortunate, I like, even today, like the newspaper, I'll pick up the newspaper. It's relaxing for me. The Asbury Park Press, yeah. I'll pick it up. And every now and then, I don't do it every day, but I'll peruse through it. And I really enjoy looking at the photographs and reading the articles. And, you know, and what I missed, you know, was I didn't see, like, the classified sections like they used to be. They used to be, like, enormous, like for apartments and for all those things. And now you don't see that anymore because I guess it's online. But
I don't know where it is. Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't know where
that
it is either. It's disappeared. It's one of those things that could be on the page, Asbury Park things that aren't here anymore. But
that's a million-dollar question. Where did all those ads go, you know?
Yeah, how do you find out where to live? But we can talk forever. See, I only do a half an hour show, but it always goes over. And then I also have had, like, I'm happy to say that I have going into probably having 7 nonprofits. My latest one is just where I volunteered, and that's the SBCA. And I'll be starting to go over there. Oh, I'm so excited because I love animals, and I'm going to be just. And I said, well, do I have to feed them and do things like? Oh no, girl! All you have to do is come and play with them and pet them. And I said, oh, you're kidding me! So I signed up, and I do my orientation November 12th. And but anyway, getting back to all of the people that I support. Like I had Minister Steve on. They've all been on my shows. I've had Helping Hands of New Jersey, and I wanted to do just to promote whatever you want to promote. If you have something you want to promote first, though, I'm gonna do a written promotion because we're running out of time, and I don't want us to get cut off. I loved having you on my show.
How does that work? Will I get a shock through the phone if we get cut off?
Oh no, you won't get shocked or anything like that. They'll just plop us, you know. It'll go out. Like, it's for the first time it happened to me with Mike Marino last night because we went 45 minutes. My shows are just supposed to be 30 minutes, not 45. If I want to do feature shows and do prime time, it doesn't even matter if I do prime time. It doesn't matter what time I do my shows because I promote them on individual pages all over the world, and it's archived forever. So people can listen to their this program whenever they want. I started my show with Blog Talk Radio over 3.5 years ago, and when my belt went back on, I could not even believe that when I left Hamilton, I went on and I was on the radio within 1 week, a show, and starting to do two radio, you know, I should only do two a month because it's 7 hours of promo for each show, to 7 hours. That's a lot of work. So, but I'm going to figure out a better way to do it. There's got to be a better way, a faster way, and I will find it. I will. But so it's all good. It's all good. It only keeps getting better, and I can't wait to meet you in person. And so promote. Go ahead. If you have promotions, please do them.
Let me see. Well, I got some stories in the paper tomorrow. You know, we go to abp.com. There's always stuff cooking, you know, the at play section and the celebs. section of APP.com. Always got stuff coming and stuff that I think that your readers would be interested in reading about too.
Mhm. Yeah,
and,
for sure.
You know, and read often. You know, click and read and read and click and, you know, keep the fourth estate still going in this country, because you know if we lose our newspapers, then you know who knows what's going to happen next. You know.
I agree with you 100%. I really do. I do. It's very important to know.
And keep on rocking and rolling, people. Keep on enjoying music, you know, and keep on, like Casey Kasem, keep on reaching for the stars, okay, because they're not that far away, you know?
That's very true. And I always said this. I always say, hey, there's room at the top for everybody. I mean, you know, it's it's not like we're in any kind of a race here. You know, it's not the destination. It's about the journey. It really
it's
is
like
about the journey.
It's like what Bruce Springsteen said: nobody wins unless everybody wins. Okay, so there's room at the finish line for everybody.
It's very true. It's very true. And I feel so blessed to have grown up in that 60s era. You know, to Margaret Potter, you know, she used to cut my hair, for crying out loud. You know, when she had her hair shop in Asbury Park, and her step granddaughter is a good friend of mine, Carrie Potter Devening, you know,
yes.
And we just love each other. And it's like we've been friends now for 4 years. And it's just life goes on and on and on. And I have her book on my coffee table, you know.
Wow.
And I have other books on my coffee table. And I just, life is so exciting, and it is what you make it. And I never, and you never know what's in your future, because I never imagined that I would be in broadcasting till that night that I was being interviewed with Joey Reynolds. And I always thank him. And I say, Joey Reynolds, thank you so much, because you were my mentor.
Yeah. Were you ever interviewed by Joe Franklin?
No. In fact, I started my own radio show. I was interviewed by, like, Rockin' Tommy, by Danny Coleman, by 40-foot hole radio studio, a lot of internet radio stations. Backstreet Radio was involved with me. I was just getting out there everywhere, and I was being interviewed by people, like internet radio mostly. And then I was in radio, so I wasn't doing interviews anymore. I wasn't interviewing people. And it's 3.5 years almost.
Huh. That sounds like the right way to go. I don't see any.
It's phenomenal, and then I can tell everybody. And plus, you know, and I'm going to send it to you. You know, well, I probably did already. You know that my song "Indecision" keeps knocking at my door. "Indecision" has been in the top 10 consecutively on Reverb Nation chart, country charts. I'm a country rockabilly singer for over almost 3.5 years consecutive with no promotion. Every now and then I'll throw it on Twitter, throw it on LinkedIn, throw a song on my Facebook, and that's it.
It's great stuff, yeah.
And so people are asking me now to do documentaries, you know, people from Alchez and the Brothers of Funk, you know, all these people he had me sing with his orchestra at the light of day, the night of that Bruce was singing, and people were, you could hear a pin drop, and people were asking me for my autograph. Now, those are God things. Those aren't things that I would ever imagine would happen for me. You know, and that I sang in Convention Hall the first Saturday of every month for 2 years before Sandy, and to all the little kids, and I have the inside and outside, the, you know, that fabulous Grand Arcade with little kids that I adore that would come up, and then I'd look way down and start singing, you know, Elvis Presley to them, and they're like starting to dance. These moments are what matter in life, people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is what it's all about. So
you know,
no more complaining. I complained a lot in my life, believe me, I did. Then finally I woke up one day, and I said, what the heck do you have to complain about? You better look, you know, look at what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
You silly redhead, you. You know what? We're going to talk private. I'll send you my CD, but I probably already did. And, Chris, it's been my honor and privilege
to
have you on
my
show.
Privilege.
And I knew that I was going to love you. I loved your picture. I loved it that I could just go, well, I do this mostly anyway. I just go and do my own thing. I go through all your pictures, and I pick the one I like the best. And so that's why. And I asked you, of course, to see if you had a preference.
I hope it didn't
make that picture
too much.
Huh? That showed real exuberant. I mean, that showed like, wow, here I am, Chris Jordan, and I am doing it. Now, Kyle is one of my favorite people, too. You know, I am anti-Nancy, you know. Kyle, Auntie Nancy.
Oh.
Yeah, one night I walked in and I walked into the back office and Kyle says to me, "Hi, Auntie Nancy," and that was I don't know if it was last. So now I'm Auntie Nancy to Kyle, but I'm loving it. I'll be in touch with you real soon before it gets cold out, and we'll do something. We'll go to Asbury.
You scared me early in this interview when you said it was snowing outside. That really threw me for a loop.
Yeah, well,